Nolte, basement-rated Stephen Colbert claims he is not partisan. By John Nolte on April 29, 2026. The soon-to-be 86th, if you'll pardon the expression. Stephen Colbert is claiming he's merely a referee and not at all partisan. "I reject the partisan description," Colbert told the far-left New York Times. "Partisan means you're never, ever going to make a joke about a Democrat, and that's just not true. There's just no comparison of how fertile the fields are. The thing you must remember about leftists like Colbert is that they deliberately lie like this to enrage us. Angering us with shameless behavior is the goal of these shameless lies. Of course, Colbert is partisan. Of course, he took a franchise launched by David Letterman and turned it into his own super PAC for the Democrat Party. Of course, the field is equally fertile on the left, if not more so." Colbert ignored Joe Biden's obvious frailty. Colbert invites only Democrats onto his show. The idiocy of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan World War XI Omar is ignored. Colbert went all in to push all the COVID lies. "We all know this. Colbert knows we know this. He's not lying to convince us otherwise. Instead, he's angry and bitter and humiliated over his cancellation. So he's lashing out with audacious lies to troll us. Make no mistake, Colbert is humiliated by this cancellation. Everyone on the left, including the media, continues to dance around the truth, but the truth is that Colbert's ratings suck. Incredible reports tell us his show has lost upwards of $50 million per year for CBS. What's especially gratifying about his upcoming last day, which is a mere 3 weeks from now, is that as much as he'd hoped to hoist himself on a cross and play the political martyr, instead of a ratings failure, Jimmy Kimmel is stealing all of that thunder over at ABC. Colbert would like to be remembered as this era's Smothers Brothers, who had their variety show canceled by CBS after only two seasons for being too political, i.e., left-wing, naturally. There is just one difference: unlike The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour was a ratings success. When it was canceled in 1969, it ranked number 27 in the ratings. Colbert's ratings are a joke, the show is hemorrhaging millions, and Colbert has left no cultural imprint whatsoever. While Johnny Carson reruns are everywhere, David Letterman is remembered for his stupid pet tricks, and Jay Leno will always have the Hugh Grant interview. Colbert is about to disappear without a trace. If Colbert leaves any trace of a legacy behind, it will be as the man whose smug self-regard murdered the Late Show franchise.